All right, welcome to the Friday edition of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog. Thank you for tuning in, live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a really, really good show for you today, and I want to tell you before I go any further that I may not open the phone lines today. If you hear me open the phone lines, then go ahead and call in, but please don't call in unless I tell you that it's open phone lines, because this guest has a lot to say. And I've been into her website, and I'm telling you, I could go on for 10 days listening to her. So her name is Laura Knight Jadzik, and boy, does she have a story to tell. But before I get into that, I want to make my announcements. Again, Freedom to Fascism. If you want a free copy, go to freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. And I tell you what, if you haven't already got a copy or you haven't seen it, you better get it, because curiously enough, I was just told by my board op that they've pulled this video off of Google. Mysteriously, the Queen is coming to visit. And I think there may be some tie-ins with that and some other information I'm going to go into next week with it. Enough of that for now. I've got a lot to cover and a short time to do it before my guest comes on. So, on the NBC poll, guess what? Ron Paul won the debate. This is good news for us, because he's our last hope. I want to talk for a minute on the hate crimes bill. We've got two torpedoes in the ship, guys, and the ship is burning. But we're not done yet. We need to strafe this ship and sink it, because I'm going to read this to you. I got this from Ted Pike. George Bush said he's going to veto the bill. Now, I don't believe anything George Bush says, but in this case, he may very well do it, because earlier this year, the American Family Association polled its 3 million subscribers about whether they thought Bush would veto the federal hate crime bill, and a clearly disenchanted 70% reported skepticism. Now, Bush may now see that the veto of the pro-homosexual legislation as a way to win back millions of conservative Americans. So it may happen that he really is going to veto the bill. But what I'd like for you folks to do, again, we need to strafe this ship and make sure it sinks. We got two torpedoes in it. Let's send it to the bottom. We want to call President Bush at, and get your pen and paper now, okay? We want to call President Bush at the White House. You're not going to get him, obviously, but all you have to do is call area code 202-456-1111 and give a report to whoever answers, and thank President Bush. I know you're going to gag when you do it, but thank President Bush for promising to veto the hate bill. Now let's just load up those phone lines, and also, we want to continue the heat, continue the pressure on the senators. You want to call your senators toll-free at 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. We're beating this thing, guys. Let's make sure it goes to the bottom, okay? I don't want you to forget, RBN is running a pledge drive. We need to get over the hump here, guys, and I want to thank all of my listeners that dug down deep in their pockets yesterday, and they pledged some donations, but we're not out of the woods here. We need to get some more donations. Now, I look at the numbers of the people that are listening to the show, and I know how many people are contributing and how many people are sitting back just listening and taking in the information. It's very important right now. RBN is a tool. We are winning. We are, with the help of Ted Pike and the help of all of our great broadcasting people, we have put the word out. You guys have done your part, and you've called in, and you've put pressure on the Congress and the Senate, and hopefully you're going to put some pressure on the President and thank him for for vetoing the bill. You want to keep up the work, but we also need these donations, folks. We need to get over the hump here, so please dig down and get as much, take as much as you can possibly afford to let go of. If it's $50, if it's $100, if it's $20, please, as much as you can afford to give. We need it now to get over the hump. You want to either go into the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, or you can send a check or money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And keep those pledges coming in. We need to get over the hump here. Now, I'll be back in 30 seconds. 3 minutes. I got 30 seconds. My board office is rolling his eyes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a great show coming up for you. Stick with me. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. See you in three.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I wanted to take just a minute before I go to my guest. We're going to get her up on the line in just a minute here and tell you that, you know, I have run across in my journey after awakening here people that have literally left this country over what's going on. And you know what? I was almost one of them. I got to the point there after I had woke up and when I went through my dizzy stage of not knowing what to do, I thought about leaving. I was even examining other countries of which to go to. And I know of a number of people that have actually left this country. And the guest that I'm having coming up next is one of them. She's got a story to tell that I think we're all going to be fascinated with. I've gone into her website. And I'm going to give it to you. It's, as soon as I can find it here. There is a plethora of information in this website. Matter of fact, you could get lost in it for days. Well, maybe I can't find it. Where was it? If I can't find it, I'm going to have her announce it when she first comes up. Give me a second here, guys. Well, looks like I'm going to have her announce it. I thought I had it here, but evidently I don't. So, Ah, yes, here it is. Okay, copy this down. It's www.signs-of-the-times.org. Again, that's www.signs-of-the-times.org. Now remember, that's not an underscore, it's a dash, folks. So you might want to go in there, take a look around. You could probably get lost in there for days. I'm in it right now, and I've got so many articles. I clicked on a couple, and I've read through them, and you could just spend days in here. But without further ado, I'm going to bring up Laura Knight. Now, before I do that, though, I want to remind the listeners, unless I announce I'm going to open the phone lines, please do not call in, because this lovely lady's got a lot to say. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be a great listen, okay? But I don't want to interrupt her unless we decide to open up the phone lines, okay? So, and I know you guys are great out there, and I know that you're going to bear with me here, okay, because this is going to be a very interesting story. So without further ado, let's bring up Laura Knight Jadzik. Laura, are you with me?
I think I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, dear. How's the weather in France?
Well, it's been sunny part of the day, thunderstorms part of the day, generally chilly.
Generally chilly. Is the weather over there in the early part of May, is it generally cool, or is it normally, in the 70s, 60s, what?
Well, it should be warm. We are in the south of France. People come here because it's warm. It's like, the Florida of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been rather chilly, to say the least, and depressingly rainy, cloudy, quite a bit cooler than normal.
I see. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Laura, I have been perusing through your website, and, of course, I go through a lot of sites in my job. And there's so many articles in here. I mean, you could literally, I've clicked on a couple of them, and I've read through them, and they're fascinating. But you could get lost in here for literally weeks. you left this country, about 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Well, we left in February of 2003.
2003. Okay. Now, for the listeners, will you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you did here before you left?
Well, most of what I did before I left was I spent many years just as a wife and mother. I worked as a social worker for Health and Rehabilitative Services in Florida. I spent 25 years as a hypnotherapist working with various, psychologists and a single psychiatrist in my local hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And raised five children. Did, basically the whole normal riff on ordinary American life. I did have unusual interests because, of course, my esoteric work, my hypnotherapy, which got more and more esoteric as time went by because it was standard in the beginning, the kind of thing where you do under supervision, where you habit control or relaxation or insomnia therapy, that sort of thing. And it branched out into other areas where I was doing a lot of work that was private from referrals, people who wanted past life regressions and so on and so forth. And,
interesting. If I might stop you for a minute, just out of my own curiosity, in the course of your work or research, have you ever run across the name Dr. Lee Pulos?
Spell it.
P-U-L-O-S.
No, I haven't.
Okay, he's a psychologist. He wrote The Power of Visualization, and he was heavy into hypnotherapy in his profession. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so I was doing that sort of thing, and I had a pretty broad set of categories for phenomena in the world, which was what I was always fascinated with, and I thought I had it pretty well figured out, which was along the line of standard parapsychology, which is that, the mind does everything. For example, poltergeist phenomena or stigmata, so on and so forth, those kinds of things were produced by the mind. And even to the extent that if somebody was seeing a UFO or something, I believed it was some kind of mass hysteria, that the mind was literally producing these things. So I was going along in that mode for quite a long time, and several people kept asking me, you know, what do you think about UFOs? What do you think? And I said, well, you know, it's mass hysteria. And at the time, I even had a name for it. I called it the millennial disease.
Okay.
It was pre-2000, of course. So that all that ended one night when I actually saw one.
You actually saw a UFO?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was weird. It was a very unusual situation. Not only did I see it, but quite a number of people around the area. There were three articles in the local newspaper about it. And it was one of the witnesses was a state trooper who was the younger brother of a fellow I went to school with. Come on, I lived within 50 miles of where I was born all my life, so, you know, I pretty much knew everybody. And
was it one of those small towns where everybody knew everybody and all their business?
Well, when I was little, it was, but by the time I was, by this time, it had grown so much because, you know, I mean, Florida has like 13, 14, 15 million people now. It went from almost nothing to one of the fastest growing populations in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty popular, but there were still the local people who had been there for several generations, and it was still kind of a closed society. Our closed network to the what we call the Snowbirds or the Yankees or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, that's what opened the door to a whole other type of research, because I wanted to know just exactly what the heck this was. Well, I had a cousin who was an engineer at NASA, and I talked to him and I said, you know, I mean, this is what I saw. This is, you know, I described it to him, and, you know, do you know of anything we have like that? That, you know, I mean, I wanted to eliminate the possibility that it was, you know, some secret technology. And he said, well, not what you're describing, not that I know of, but then there are things I don't know about. So that didn't really give me an answer. But it did open the door to begin reading about some of this a little bit more seriously, and I spent probably a good several years reading, sometimes, 10, 12, 13 hours a day, anything I could get my hand on, cases. And wouldn't you know it, lo and behold, no sooner do I start, you know, actually just looking at the subject, and I wasn't going to make up my mind about it, all of a sudden I got this really strange contact with this woman who called me up about some computer equipment, and we were having a conversation, and she mentioned that she'd had she wanted to know what else I did, and I says, well, you know, I did this, and, you know, mentioned the hypnotherapy, which you don't really mention that often to people. It's just not done.
I understand. Yeah, it's it's by request, really, I think.
Right, so yeah. She was all of a sudden, oh, my God, you know, you've got to hypnotize me. Something happened to me. I went to a funeral, and several years ago, and on the way back, you know, something happened really unusual, and I think it was a haunting by my aunt, and she described the situation, and it was, you know, like a classic missing time scenario, which I had just read about. I mean, you know, come on, I just was getting my feet wet, and so I thought to myself, okay, well, I'm going to prove that this whole abduction business is, is a state of mind, that it's, you know, it's a cover for something else. Maybe somebody's been abused, and they're explaining it as being abducted by aliens or whatever.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh.
So I was basically loaded for bear to steer and I shamelessly, I'm even ashamed to admit this right now. I shamelessly tried during this particular session to lead this woman away from any idea of any kind of abduction, any kind of aliens, and of course, in her conscious mind, you know, there was no such thing. But this is what came out, even though I was saying, you know, leading in such ways that I did not want her to go there. It's hard for me to explain that, but...
You're doing good.
But in any event, that's what came out, was that there was some light on the road ahead, and that it landed on the side of the road, took control of her car. You know, she pulled off the car, strange creatures came up to her car. That's the last thing she remembered. And I never could break through. And every time I tried to get her to break through to remember what exactly happened after she saw these beings approaching her car, she would start, you know, groaning and clutching her arms and, you know,
okay,
crying.
I've got to stop you there. We've got a break here, Laura. Okay,
all right.
Stick with me. We've got 3 minutes. We'll be back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik. Stick with me. We'll be back in three, republicbroadcasting.org. It's going to get good.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is a short segment coming up, and I've got my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik, who is into a fantastic story. And I'll have you continue. We got about 5 minutes going, and then we have another break, Laura, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm trying to jam a whole lot into a short period of time. But anyhow,
go ahead. This is
anyhow, this poor woman was in so much pain every time I approached that subject of what happened to her after she'd stopped her car and these individuals approached it, that I literally had to take her out of hypnosis. And just so anybody who wants to know, I videotaped this session. And when I was later interviewed by the St. Pete Times journalist Tom French, he took the video to watch it, and he had it transcribed, and parts of this particular hypnosis session are included in a 20-page article that he wrote about this particular work I was doing, which is still online at the St. Pete Times Florida website.
Okay, now wait a minute. It's not on your website, correct?
No. This is a St. Pete Times special report that they did, and it's about a 20-page article.
Okay, well, do me a favor. You say Sampi? What?
Saint Petersburg.
Oh, so it's Saint Petersburg Times. It's an article out of Saint Petersburg Times. And what's the approximate date? Do you know?
The article came out on February 12th or 13th of 2000. Yeah, it was right after the right in 2000.
Okay, so they could Google that and pull it up at the
Yeah, the title of the article is really cheesy, but it's called "The Exorcist in Love." If you just Google that, you'll land there. Believe me.
The Exorcist
in love.
Don't
even go there.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
But in any event, I later found out that the woman was, and there were things she didn't tell me, which really upset me. She was married to a materials physicist who worked in the underground base at Catoctin Mountain in Maryland or Fort Detrick,
mm-hmm.
and worked on some very secret government research, and there were some real weird things going on around here. But what happened was, on this very night that I was doing this hypnosis session with her, while she was, you know, under hypnosis on the Lazy Boy recliner in my study, there was this gigantic flying black boomerang hovering over my house that was seen by other neighbors in the area who reported it to the newspaper, and there were newspaper articles about it that came out 2 days later.
Now, this is in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it was kind of a little mini flap, and it all seemed to focus around the fact that I had this woman who was the wife of a materials physicist that worked at a secret underground base, you know, under hypnosis in my house. It was totally bizarre.
Okay.
So anyway, that kind of catapulted me really headlong into some real deep weird research. And it was as a result of that I became very familiar with the so-called UFO research crowd, which was the training ground that got me ready for the so-called 9/11 research crowd.
Okay, the UFO research crowd. Now, did you run across Dr. Stephen Greer in that?
Oh, yes. And okay. and what's his name? Whitley Strieber and right. Lloyd Pye and Linda Moulton Howe. And, I mean, you know, a whole cast of interesting characters.
Okay, go ahead.
And did lots of research in that, and I've got some articles on those subjects on my website, but I don't really focus on that so much anymore because, you know, been there, done that.
Right, yes.
And it's not while there are weird things going on this planet, some of the weirder things that are going on are, you know, in real life right there in front of us, and they could get all us killed if we don't do something pretty soon.
And that's the trail that you're taking us down now, is that correct?
Yeah, this is where we're going to go, because this research that I was doing at that time, that's when people started crawling out of the woodwork, all kinds of really strange people who had really strange behaviors and agendas and I mean, you know, dog eat dog and backbiting and backstabbing and hate and anybody who had anything different to say was, you know, immediately attacked. And of course the party line was, you know, yeah, there are aliens out there and they're here to save us. You know, that's the Stephen Greer line, by the way. And anybody who said, now wait a minute, you know, a so-called abduction, if an abduction is in fact taking place, is a violation of a person's free will, it's a crime. And as it happens, you know, there was a friend of mine who was an ex Chicago cop, and he'd retired to Florida and opened a private investigation service. And I was talking to him about it one day, and I had a particular case that I was looking at, and he says, "Well, why don't we just look at this like it's a crime? You know, this person says they were, you know, went somewhere, says they were abducted, says they were, you know, things happened to them. You know, let's investigate it like a crime." And we began to do that. I obtained the clothing that the woman was wearing, which fortunately, you know, she had not done anything with. She hadn't sent it to the cleaners. We put it in plastic bags. We got all kinds of stuff. We got ready to send it to a police lab to have it analyzed, and then all hell broke loose. And, you know, this baffled me to no end. You know, why all of a sudden were all of these people going crazy? Because, you know, because I was going to send a dress that a woman was wearing when she claimed she had been abducted by so-called aliens to a police lab for an analysis. You know, we weren't even going to tell the police lab, you know, what kind of a crime it was being investigated. We were going to call it a rape.
Now, tell me, who exactly was it where all hell broke loose? Was it the police, people in detectives
no.
in the police department? Okay.
No, it was the UFO research people.
Really?
I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, as soon as word of this leaked out, I was accused of being a government agent, I was going to destroy UFO research. I was going to ruin this woman's life. I was using her as a vehicle to fame and glory. If she knew what was good for her, you know, she would get that dress back. She would demand that I cease and desist investigating her case.
Okay, let me stop you. We got a break, dear. Okay, stick with me. We'll continue that subject when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, CN3 at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. It's getting really good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Laura Knight Jancic, with a fantastic story she's telling. She's going down a long trail, so you got to stick with us because it's going to get even better. Again, this is a long segment, Laura, so we've got some time to talk here before the next break, so go ahead, continue.
Okay, so anyhow, the whole UFO research so-called community in the area just really kind of went bonkers and started going after me because, you know, basically I'm just saying, you know, hey, let's get down to some real basics here. Nobody needs to believe in alien abductions. Nobody needs to believe in UFOs. You know, let's investigate this scientifically.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that that is not what they wanted.
Now, you're talking about the UFO group themselves didn't want you to do this.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And what was so shocking to me was the kinds of lies that were being told. I mean, there was just absolutely no necessity for that. It's like, you know, if somebody doesn't agree with what I'm thinking, somebody doesn't agree with what I'm saying, you know, just you know, say that you disagree, you know, state your own position, but do not go around telling lies about me, and don't attack me, and don't, you know, start calling me and threatening me with death. I mean, at the time, I was going around giving some lectures on the subject, you know, what I had been discovering with these various people that came to me for hypnosis, claiming they had been abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was finding was, you know, quite a bit different than what, you know, some of the more popular books on the subject were saying. And so I was giving some talks about this, and I actually started getting death threats at this point about my UFO research. And my private investigator friend actually accompanied me to the last lecture I gave. And, you know, as they say, he was packing a weapon or something. You know, it was really funny. And, you know, because he was sitting back there in the corner because somebody had called and threatened to kill me. And there was a group that was meeting over in Orlando at the time that had a fellow named Henry Belk. He was of the Belk-Lindsay fortune family, and he also was a CIA agent. And he was extremely disturbed by what I was saying at a lecture that he attended. So it was, you know, I was getting this whole picture of some kind of a contrived and controlled, almost a disinformation program that had been created and was being run and operated. And anytime anybody came along and just wanted to, you know, just say, you know, let's look at this and let's deal with this scientifically. Let's get some real answers. Let's not promote any belief. You know, that's not what they wanted. They wanted, you know, to believe things. So anyway, so in 1999, I started writing about my experiences with this sort of thing and publishing them on the internet. And it's a series called The Wave. And it's about halfway into it, things started getting ugly again. I started getting, you know, a lot of hate mail. But I just kept on doing what I was doing. And then there were also a lot of people who were saying, you know, wow, this is great stuff. You know, somebody's approaching this, you know, from the point of view of just, you know, looking objectively at what's going on. And that's what I was doing. And everything was just fine and dandy until the certain person came along in late 1999 and introduced himself as a book publisher and as an editor and as journalist and how much like me he was, and we had the same approach and so on. And I thought, well, wow, this is great, you know, somebody to talk to about all these things. And he became friendlier and friendlier, and he wanted me to send him all the information that I had, everything I had learned. And me being, you know, a dummy, I just gave him everything. I was just so happy to have somebody to talk to.
Mm.
You know?
I can understand that. We have a lot of listeners out there. They wake up to the truth about some of the things that are going on, and they feel like they're isolated because they can no longer talk to the dumbed-down American public. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I was having this email correspondence with this individual, and then he said, you know, this Wave series, this is great, needs to be put into a book, you know, I'll help you, da-da-da. And to make a long story short there, what he was doing was he was working his way into my confidence. And one of the things that he did, and this is an important thing for people to remember, is he started activating the fear factor in me.
Hmm.
And what it was that, you know, what you're doing is so important. You are so valuable. You know, somebody's going to take you out. You know, and he would tell me that, you know, his phone was being tapped when he talked to me. And, you know, really, really kind of winding me up. Hmm. And I was starting to get really worried. And, of course, you know, he was the only one who had all the answers. He knew all the ins and outs of the subject, and without him, of course, I was not going to survive.
And he was the only one that could protect you from these...
Well, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So he became, you know, closer and closer, and then even that in itself is kind of a long story of how he got exposed. But things, you know, there started to be some problems between things he was saying and the facts. And even when somebody is winding me up in a certain way, you know, I'm still observing what's really going on. And I was noticing that there were discrepancies between things he said one time and things he said another time.
Mm-hmm.
And he would write these long emails about this, and then I would read them, and then I would get all worked up, and then I'd say, wait a minute. And I'd go back and read something he'd written before, and I would, you know, he had said something different. So there was a kind of a confrontation that was brewing, and this was in July and August of 2001, just prior to 9/11. And put it this way, we had kind of like our own private 9/11. Because just at the time that I realized that he was not who he said he was not, he was doing nothing but ripping me off. He had written, been writing this book, supposedly, while he was taking all of this material from me. Most of my stuff was appearing in this book.
And what was the subject content of his book? What was the
his book was about esoteric research into the subject of Fulcanelli alchemy, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Search for the Holy Grail and kind of esoteric subjects that I was interested in writing about.
Okay.
So at that point, he really started attacking. And, I mean, this was when I saw the second example of people who would just start lying about you things that have absolutely no relation to the truth, no foundation in fact, just slamming and defaming you. But this was even more interesting.
Sort of like what Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity does, the any 9/11 skeptic, right? Ad hominem attacks, that sort of thing.
Well, even worse than that, there was something about it that was really disturbing, because they would tell a lie that was so completely a lie, and repeat it so with such assurance that even the person about whom the lie is being told begins to doubt their own sanity, thinking, did I really do that? Did I really say that? And I am suffering amnesia, and I forgot, you know. And then it was an interesting thing to observe, because by this time it was taking place on the Internet. There were several discussion groups that were involved in it, and I was watching how people were shifting, taking sides. They were forming up in groups, people who were saying, wait, let's look at the facts. The facts don't bear this out. And then the others who were just completely taken in with the emotional words. So this is what got me started on researching what kinds of people can say can tell lies like that, who on the one hand can claim that they are an esoteric truth seeker, and turn right around and be so disgusting. And what kind of people are taken in by that, who don't care anything about the facts? What's really wrong with these people? And that's when I started researching, the psychological problems, psychological anomalies, abnormal psychology.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of a few people in public office.
Yeah, and we kept going deeper and deeper, and then I wrote another series about this research. I was writing it daily as I was doing the research, and it led me, deeper and deeper, and believe it or not, strange other things started coming up, because, things like John Nash and game theory and some of the work that was being done at Princeton, and my husband, a physicist, had several friends who were physicists who died under extremely unusual circumstances that were kind of peripherally connected. And it got a little more interesting. So I'm in the middle of doing this, and I realized, that what I am seeing in this research on psychopaths, on abnormal psychology, is exactly what is playing out on the global stage with George Bush and Dick Cheney. And the more I was reading, the more I was recognizing these symptoms. These absolute, clinical descriptions of symptoms. These people are certifiable. And it was just shocking to me, and I started writing about it. So that was when I started keeping track of the politics, and I was writing the Signs of the Times page, which just started out as basically just a little thing for me to keep track of what was going on politically for myself and my readers. It was never intended to be any big deal. And that's when I started talking about, every time George Bush would make a speech, I would take and I would analyze his speech, analyze what he was doing. This was in the build-up to the war with Iraq, and the dynamic interaction between him and Saddam Hussein, like he was saying, you have weapons of mass destruction. No, I don't have weapons of mass destruction. Come and see. You have weapons of mass destruction. You won't let us inspect. Yes, I will let you inspect. I've told you, come and inspect. There's no weapons of mass destruction. Well, even if you don't have weapons of mass destruction, and even if you won't let us come and inspect, you're thinking about having weapons of mass destruction. And it was just this insane dialogue. And I was analyzing it, and I was calling it what it was. I was saying, this is psychopathy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the death threats began again. And the more I wrote and the more I published, the worse it got. And, you know, there were phone calls, there were email threats. You know, one of my daughters was targeted by a road rage type stalker. She was run off the road several times. She was in three accidents in less than 6 weeks. The third one totaled her car. My other daughter was poisoned, ended up on life support in the hospital. My dog was poisoned and died. Dead cat was left under my window.
Now, let me stop you there and just ask you. Your daughter was run off the road. She's had three different accidents. I mean, the car that did this to her, I mean, like, was it, you know, is it a dark car with all the windows tinted, or was it just, you know, a normal looking car? Was it something that, you know, you would look at and suspect that it would be, you know, a government, covert official or something of that nature?
Well, that's the problem when you're dealing with a teenager, you know, I mean, and I'm trying to tell my kids, you know, you got to be careful. You know, who was it? She says, oh, I don't, you know, she's so hysterical. She says, oh, I don't know, Mom, I don't know. You know, I mean, I told the police, you know, she gave the report and so forth. And they, you know, said, no, well, they couldn't find anybody. You know, they had witnesses who said, yeah, they saw it happen. But, you know, nothing ever came of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the night that she was run off the road and she hit a telephone pole, totaled her car. And, you know, if it hadn't been a Volvo, it would have killed her, you know.
Oh, my land, yeah.
And so, I mean, all these kind of things. And we're thinking, you know, this is getting ridiculous. Meanwhile, my husband had recently kind of eased himself out of a job with a DOD contractor or subcontractor. And, you know, we knew that the things were getting kind of touchy because of his work, his area of expertise. And I also saw that George Bush... Yeah, I knew, even when this back and forth was going on between Bush and Saddam, I knew back in, say, in November, October, November of 2002, George Bush is going to bomb Iraq.
Tell me something. Let me stop you right there, because I watched his last State of the Union address, which really nauseated me. But being wide awake now, having the glasses on and being able to see, if you will, what's really going on in the world, I noticed that, you know, when I watched George Bush give a speech now, like the last State of the Union address that he gave, I counted, I think it was like 29 lies that I knew he told, okay, before I just turned the TV off. But what I notice about George Bush is that he has a certain body language when he lies. Have you picked up on that?
Well, I haven't watched him too much anymore.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've watched him. The main thing that I noticed about him was that, you know, he lies as though it's fun.
Right, and that's his body language. He has a little bit of a smirk. Sometimes he'll stick his tongue just in between his teeth.
The twitch of the shoulder.
Right,
you know.
Twitch of the shoulder, a nod, like I got over on him again sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
So anyway, I knew then that he was going to bomb, and I kept thinking that if I keep writing about this, if I keep pointing out to people, if I keep telling people, you know, this guy is a psychopath. The whole family, they're psychopaths, they're crazy, they're deviants. The whole bunch of them. It's not just the family. It's not just Bush. It's Cheney. It's Rove. It's Condoleezza. You know, the whole bunch of them. They're all a network of sick people.
Right, they're cronies, and they appoint like-minded people with their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
They're megalomaniacs, they're psychopaths. Now, I have a good friend that comes on my show quite frequently. As a matter of fact, he just posted an article, I think you went in there and looked at it, on the Bush family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he asserts the same thing that you do, that these people are total psychopaths. They're nuts, okay?
They're nuts. I mean, one psychiatrist said about psychopaths, you know, that these are people who do not have the decency to go start raving mad, you know, because they are crazy, but they manage to function in life, to maintain a certain facade, a mask of sanity,
mm-hmm.
and to act like they are the ones who are sane and everybody else is crazy. And this is the thing that really, really, you know, makes you doubt your sanity, because they are so sure that they are right, that they are sane, and that their way of seeing things, which is completely upside down, black is white and white is black.
Oh, it's perverted. It's
is correct. that a normal person who has normal doubts begins to doubt their own sanity.
Well, the way I explain that, Laura, is that for a good, integral person who loves God or whatever, or the universe, and is just all they want to do is go through life, be happy, raise a family or whatever, and we have a particular perception of things which is ultimately good and we want the best for people. However, there seems to be an element missing that creates that within their being, so they are exactly the exact opposite of us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what's so hard for all of us is, I mean, you know, we describe them as people without souls.
Right, and that's another word for just saying, you know, surmising what I just said. They don't have a soul. They have no integrity. They have no conscience. They have no soul. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it's extremely difficult for any normal person to really grasp that, because they're psychiatrists who've worked with them for, you know, 20, 25 years, 30 years. And who know that there is absolutely no chance, not the chance of a snowball in hell, of fixing these people or changing them, that any kind of therapy only makes them smarter and better at putting one over on people.
Mm-hmm.
And they still want to try to say, oh, it's because they were abused as a child, they had a rough childhood. And let me tell you, that has nothing to do with it, because when you're dealing with a psychopath, the childhood experiences only determine how the psychopathy manifests. If you live in an upper-class family and you have some advantages, you become president. You know, if you live in a low-class family and you get beaten every night, you become a pimp or
okay,
a...
Okay, I got to stop you, dear. We're going to take a break. Okay, stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik. We'll be back in three. It's getting even better. Stick with me, republicbroadcasting.org. We'll see you in three.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. And we're on with my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik, who is telling us about psychopaths. And we have one in the White House. Laura, go ahead. Continue.
Oh, yeah. So as I was saying, I knew in October, November, December, Bush was going to bomb Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we made our plans to leave, because not only was I very, very disturbed to see that people were not getting it, people were not waking up, people were not doing anything. You tell somebody it's a psychopath, and they, oh, well, we have the political process. And I'm saying the political process is not what you need when you deal with a psychopath. And so anyhow, we left, and our little Signs of the Times page became even more of a center of discussion, because this was the angle that we were pushing, which is that we were dealing with pathological types in high places.
Right, and it's not just him. It doesn't stop with him. As
no.
you mentioned, it's Condoleezza Rice, it's Dick Cheney. There's a whole,
everywhere.
And I'm sure, I mean, in looking at your website, Laura, I know that you've gone down the rabbit hole on a number of different issues. And
oh,
it takes me back to the PNAC documents, which were drafted and signed by a number of these people, Jeb Bush, Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl.
This has been in the planning stage for a long, long time.
Right, but also, and I give credit where credit is due, although, you know, I despise these people. They have done such an amazing job of dumbing down, if you will, hypnotizing, to use your word,
yeah.
Okay? Hypnotizing
Absolutely.
The American public to a point where, when you try to rip the curtain back from the wizard and show these people what's going on, they literally glaze over.
They'll attack you.
Right. Right, because it rocks their paradigm so badly with this illusion of a, well, it's Alice in Wonderland world is what it is. Okay, it's where they live. And if you go in there and try to expose any sort of an element of truth to it, they are offended so badly that they will attack you. Go ahead.
Let me just tell you, I want to tell you that he will go after Iran. These are desperate men. These are men who committed crimes, you know, high crimes, high treason. You know, their involvement with 9/11, they are very desperate men. If anybody thinks that they're going to get rid of them by any kind of pusillanimous, you know, political process, think again, please, people. It ain't going to happen. You're dealing with criminals, desperate criminals in charge of the most powerful nation on earth.
Well,
they're not going to let go.
No, and it brings up another topic. Now, in your estimation, of course, we have an election coming up in 2008. But truthfully, if indeed we were to attack Iran, or if a larger war escalated in the Middle East, he can suspend elections. He doesn't have to. He can stay there as long as he wants. And as maniacal as these people are, okay, that is a distinct possibility.
It's not only a distinct possibility, it is a probability.
It's a probability. Did you, and again, I have to make mention of Don Nikoloff, who just finished posting an article basically on the Bush family, and you talk about deceit. This deceit goes back a long, long way.
Okay? And you know why?
Why is that?
I mean, a lot of people will say that, you know, that no group of human beings could carry out a conspiracy like that over that period of time, because, you know, they would need to have their immediate gratification. And in a certain sense, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are talking about here is we are talking about an entirely different species of being.
Mm-hmm.
And this species is acting on behalf of its own kind. We are not conspecific with them.
Okay. Well, listen, we have to take a break at the top of the hour. When we come back, let's dive into this species just a little bit and see what we can find. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You're coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special and very interesting guest, Laura Knight Jadzik. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Michael. Oh, I told you who it was. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. We'll see you in three. A message for